There is no doubt about it. Our bodies are in a continuous state of transition. One day we wake up and have a mild headache. The next day we wake up and we have a pain in our left leg. The third day we wake up and perhaps there is no pain, but there's a surge of energy that's running throughout our entire body. Every moment during the day as well is full of messages that are conveyed by our body to our minds. What's the interpretation of all of this? Well, let me offer you the standard response. There's a shift in what's happening to the body. There's some symptom that has not yet been experienced. What typically happens for most people is there is an immediate jump to the future. There's a transition from one room to the next without any thought about what it means to enter into the new room, so to speak. There's an interpretation, particularly for individuals who have a diagnosis of a chronic condition like Parkinson's. What's that interpretation? Well, typically the interpretation, it's the same. Oh my goodness, something else is going wrong with my body. I can't believe it. Don't I have enough symptoms as it is? What's wrong now? What therapy am I going to have to go get? And on, and so forth, and so forth. In other words, what's happened is there is an immediate skip that we make to a point in the future without stopping to experience the true meaning of what is happening in the moment. And to be able to understand the message that our body is actually giving us. The changes in the body are surely, as you can well understand, not all bad. Many of them are positive, meaningful, and useful transitions that the body is making to full health and wellness. When meridians are opened up, when there are surges of energy that run through our body, it will very likely feel different and very strange. And yet, when the interpretation is what's wrong now, rather than simply focusing on the moment of the experience, being mindful of what that experience is telling us, we falsely conclude that it's bad news. Our body often is giving us signals that are positive, that are rewarding, that are supportive of all the work that we are doing to become symptom-free, to recover, to lead our lives in full and productive manners. The exercise then this week of stopping before opening any door is an exercise that invites a focus on being present in the moment. Being present to any transition that is made from one state to the next. As I mentioned in the first introduction of the exercise, we pass through 200 or 300 doors often in any one given day. That's also the case with transitions our bodies are making, and perhaps it could be more like 800 or 900 different transitions. Shifts from one place to the next are continuously in flux. The invitation then is to continue the exercise of stop, take a breath, and then open up the door that you confront. When you confront, then, obstacles, and let's call them doors now, that are shut, signals that somehow are telling you something has shifted, the invitation is to stop, to take a breath, and to say to yourself, what's here now in my body? What wonderful message is my body conveying to me now? I've stopped. I've paused, I've become mindful, and I am listening now in the moment with no bother or worry about whatever implications this message might have for me in a minute or 2 minutes or tomorrow or next year. Enjoy then as you move through the next few days from room to room. enjoy the experience of stopping, taking a breath, and then opening up the door. Notice how when you enter the new space, there is renewed interest and awareness in what's there. There's an acknowledgement and a recognition that there is a difference. And oftentimes, that difference in the room that has just been entered is delicious. Enjoy all of your transitions this week. Robert Rogers, this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.